Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. We're really excited about this one. You know, we love geeking out over here about the latest tech, and for this deep dive, we're diving headfirst into a world that I think is very interesting to you.
Absolutely.
Especially based on that Tech Talk Now PDF that you shared with us. I mean, all those new product launches that caught your eye, Apple, Sony, if it's got that new tech smell, we're going to unpack it all today. What do you think?
Yeah, that new tech smell, love it. And you know, we're not just going to be talking about the what, all those specs and the shiny new features. It's more about the so what, right? Like, how will these releases actually change the way you work, the way you play, even maybe the way you think about the future of tech? So let's break it all down.
Okay, let's kick things off with something that I think will resonate with a lot of our listeners, especially those who've been following gaming for a while. Sony, they are celebrating 30 years of PlayStation
Yeah.
with this seriously limited edition console. 12,300 units only.
Yeah.
That's it. Talk about exclusive.
Yeah.
And, looking at the design, they're really playing that nostalgia card hard.
Yeah.
Sleek black design, those classic PlayStation symbols. It's like they pulled it straight out of my childhood bedroom. I don't know about
Oh, that
you.
absolutely takes you right back. I mean, what's so clever here is how Sony's not just, doing a console launch. Think about it, it's like vinyl records making a comeback. Or, those vintage fashion trends that are suddenly back in style. This is nostalgia as a marketing stratagem. It's brilliant. It's not just about the tech, it's about owning a piece of history, that feeling, and that limited quantity, genius. Creates a sense of urgency, makes it a collector's item. Like, you gotta have it or you're missing out.
Totally. It's like holding a piece of the past in your hands.
Yeah.
But okay, let's switch gears from retro consoles to something a little more current.
Okay, yeah.
The iPhone 16 launch, I hear it was absolute pandemonium mayhem in Malaysia. Lines around the block, stores opening early.
Wow.
I mean, and who can blame them? Especially with that tempting price drop, 500 ringgit off. That's a steal.
That's a good deal.
And of course, we've got, all the usual suspects here. The A18 chip, which basically just means everything's going to run smoother and faster, plus those, camera and battery upgrades.
Yeah, and this is a classic example of Apple's global strategy in action. Malaysia, it's a really important market for them. And those price adjustments you mentioned, that's strategic. They're taking into account the local economy, the competition. Apple's always thinking ahead. They're playing chess, not checkers. You know what I mean? And this launch is a perfect example of that.
I love that. It's like this deep dive is like peeling back the layers of the tech onion, right? Like
Absolutely.
there's always more to it than meets the eye. Speaking of the iPhone 16, though, can we talk about the colors?
Oh, the colors.
Okay, now I'm all for a little tech fashion, right? But some of these choices, I don't know, they're a little out there. But I gotta say, that desert titanium, it's got a certain something.
Oh, it's so
I know,
nice.
right?
That desert titanium. It's really nice. And here's the thing. There's a method to the madness, trust me. Apple, they don't just like throw darts at a color wheel and say, that's the one. They think about you, the user, right? Are they going for like a luxury vibe, a playful feel, or like cutting edge cool? Every shade, it tells a story.
It does. You know what else I noticed about the new iPhones? And maybe it's just me, but remember those fun little Apple stickers we used to get in the box?
Oh, yeah.
Those seem to be gone this year.
Huh.
I know, it seems like a small detail, but I always thought those were kind of cool. I used to love putting them on my laptop, personalize it a little bit.
Yeah.
Now it's just like bare metal and my tears.
Well, maybe not tears, but it is interesting. Could be a cost-cutting thing, right? Every penny counts these days.
True.
Or maybe Apple's going green, Less waste.
That's a good point.
But what if it's like a branding thing?
Oh, interesting.
Like they're going for a sleeker, more minimalist image. It makes you think.
Yeah, it does. Like I said, peel back those layers of the tech onion. There's
Yeah.
always something more there. Okay, speaking of minimalist, did we even touch on the new Apple Watch yet?
Oh, right. The Apple Watch.
The Ultra 2.
Yeah.
I don't know. It feels like kind of a missed opportunity. They basically just gave it a new black coat of paint. Like, was that it?
Right.
The Series 10, though,
Huh?
now that's more like it. Larger screen, thinner design, finally. I can stop accidentally calling my boss every time I try to, like check the time.
That's always good. It's interesting. Apple might be like holding back on the Ultra, saving the really big updates for later, But the Series 10, it tells me that they're all about refinement this year. just taking what works, making it even better, bigger screen, longer battery life. It's all about those quality of life improvements.
Yeah. And isn't that what we really want at the end of the day?
Mm.
Tech that just works seamlessly.
Absolutely.
But, you know, it's not all about Apple.
Right. Yeah.
There's a whole world of really cool gadgets out there. Like, for example, the Tecno Phantom V Fold 2.
Okay.
Foldable phones are like all the rage these days. And this one's making waves because it's supposed to be a lot easier on the wallet.
That's good.
The catch, I hear the software updates might be a bit iffy, you know?
Ah, yeah, there's always a trade-off, right?
Right.
You get that futuristic foldable design at a lower price. But, you know, it might not have the same software support as some of the pricier models. Still, though, you got to admit, it just shows how far foldable tech has come.
Oh, for sure.
Like, remember those first foldable phones?
Oh, yeah.
They were clunky. They were so expensive. You practically needed, like, an engineering degree just to figure out how to fold them without breaking them.
Right.
And now you've got these sleek designs. The durability is way better. And those prices are becoming more and more accessible.
It's true. It's like watching tech evolve in real time. And speaking of exciting new phones, did you catch those leaked details about the Samsung Galaxy S25 Ultra?
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Thinner, lighter, bigger display. My inner techie is doing cartwheels right now.
Samsung knows the competition is fierce, right?
Oh, yeah.
And they're not slowing down. They're not messing around. They're all about pushing those boundaries, you know? Like that thinner bezel, that's not just about aesthetics.
Right.
That's about maximizing your screen space,
right?
Because we all want to feel like we're holding a mini cinema in our hand, don't we?
Exactly. Exactly. And while we're on the subject of serious eye candy, the Oppo Find X8 is really turning heads with its camera setup.
Oh, yeah. Oppo's been killing it.
I know, right? Oppo has been quietly climbing the ranks. And this phone, it might just be their ticket to the big leagues. What do you think?
I think so, too. And they're smart. You know, they're really focusing on the camera. And that's the battleground for smartphones these days. And for good reason. Think about it. How often are you using your phone to just capture a moment?
All the time.
Exactly. You know, whether it's like a stunning sunset or even just, you know, a picture of your lunch.
Or, you know, that really artsy shot of your coffee cup.
Yes. A high quality camera can make all the difference.
Preach.
Okay.
Hey, last one on our quick hit gadget parade. The Huawei Watch D2. Now, while Apple seems to be focusing more on like general wellness with the Apple Watch, Huawei's going all in on health tracking with this one.
Interesting, yeah.
Blood pressure monitoring right from your wrist.
Wow.
That's next level stuff. What do you think?
That is next level. It's amazing. And, you know, it speaks to this larger trend in wearables, right? People want more than just, you know, step counting and, you know, how well they slept last night. They want actionable insights into their health. And companies like Huawei are delivering. It's like having a personal health companion right there on your wrist, minus, you know, the awkward small talk.
Right. No more awkward trips to the doctor's office just to get your blood pressure checked.
Exactly.
Sign me up. Okay. Are you ready to switch gears a little bit?
Yeah, let's do it.
We've talked hardware. Now it's time to dive into something that could fundamentally change how we create content. YouTube's AI revolution.
Okay, this is where it gets really interesting.
I know.
Okay. YouTube is rolling out all of these crazy AI tools. Like, there's this thing called the Inspiration tab. Have you heard of this?
I have.
Imagine having a brainstorming buddy available 24/7.
Right.
To help you come up with video ideas, titles, even script outlines. That's the power of this tool.
It's wild. And hold on, it gets even cooler.
Okay.
Okay, so there's this other tool. It's called Veo. And it uses AI to generate entire YouTube shorts. It's like a lights, camera, AI action. It's like something out of a sci-fi movie, but it's happening right now.
It's wild.
What do you think about that?
I mean, it's mind-blowing. And I think, you know, for creators, especially those just starting out, these tools could be an absolute game changer. No more writer's block, just like endless possibilities.
Yeah.
But of course, we got to talk about the elephant in the room here.
Okay.
What about originality? If everyone's using AI for inspiration, you know, are we all just going to end up in this sea of sameness?
That's the big question, isn't it?
Right.
And what about the role of, you know, human creativity in all of this?
Right.
It's like we're standing at the edge of this whole new world. It's exciting. It's a little bit scary.
It really is. It's a double-edged sword. And honestly, I think it's going to be fascinating to see how this all plays out.
For sure.
But one thing's for sure, AI is here to stay.
Mm.
It's going to have a profound impact on how we create content, how we consume content in the years to come.
Speaking of big changes, Microsoft is really stepping up its game with this new Windows app they've come up with.
Ew.
They're finally embracing the whole cross-platform world. And honestly, it's about time.
It really is. They finally realized we're not all just sitting in front of our desktops anymore.
Right. But, okay, this new app, it's a game changer. Seriously, imagine this. Yeah. You can access all your Windows stuff, files, apps, everything, from anywhere.
No way.
Mac, iPhone, Android, even just your web browser.
Wow.
It's like having your own digital Swiss Army knife.
It's a really smart move for Microsoft, though. This signals like a huge shift for them. Mm-hmm. They're moving away from that Windows-centric world to a more, you know, device-agnostic approach.
Yeah, it makes sense.
It's all about meeting users where they are, and with so many people working remotely, on the go, flexibility is key.
Totally. No more being chained to your desktop just to, like, get stuff done. Mm-hmm. But this is bigger than just convenience, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely.
Like, what does this tell us about the future of work, the role of tech in our lives?
It's a glimpse into a future where, honestly, work isn't a place. It's just something you do, you know? And cloud computing, that's at the heart of it all. Your digital workspace. It's not limited to just one device anymore.
Right, right.
And this opens up so many possibilities for collaboration, for productivity, even work-life balance. Imagine, like, you can be traveling the world and still have everything you need to get things done.
Okay, now that's a future I can definitely get behind.
Yeah.
Wow, we have covered so much ground in this deep dive. From retro consoles, the ones that like take us back to our childhoods, to cutting edge AI that's pushing the boundaries of like content creation itself.
It's a lot.
It's clear that the tech world, it never stands still.
Never, ever.
And it can feel honestly a little overwhelming to keep up with it all sometimes, right?
Yeah.
But that's why we're here. We're here to help you navigate it all.
Exactly. We've done the hard work, sifted through all the noise to bring you those key insights. And it's not just about knowing what the latest gadgets are. It's about understanding why they matter.
Yes.
How those trends we talked about, how they're actually going to impact you, your life.
It's about connecting those dots, those bigger picture things.
Right.
And, you know, honestly, I want you to walk away from this deep dive, not just feeling like, you know, informed, but inspired.
I love that.
Because tech ultimately is a tool, right?
It is.
And just like any tool, it's all about how we choose to use it. So here's a final thought from me to you.
Mm.
We talked about AI's potential to like totally transform content creation. Tools that can help us come up with ideas, you know, write scripts, even generate whole videos.
That's crazy.
Right. It's exciting.
Well, yeah.
It's a little bit scary.
A little bit.
But it really begs the question, what kind of creative future are you going to build with these tools?
Mm.
What stories will you tell?
I love that.
What possibilities will you explore? Think about that. And until next time, happy tech exploring, everyone.
The future's waiting to be built. Let's make it amazing.